Beyond Planck X Bandpass and Beam Leakage Corrections, by T.L. Svalheim et al. We discuss the treatment of bandpass and beam leakage corrections in the Bayesian Beyond Planck CMB analysis pipeline as applied to the Planck LFI measurements. As a preparatory step, we first apply three corrections to the nominal LFI bandpass profiles, including removal of a known systematic effect in the ground measuring equipment at 61 GHz, smoothing of standing wave ripples, and edge regularization. The main net impact of these modifications is an overall shift in the 70 GHz bandpass of plus 0.6 GHz. We argue that any analysis of LFI data products, either from Planck or beyond Planck, should use these new bandpasses. In addition, we fit a single free bandpass parameter for each radiometer of the form delta I equals delta 0 plus delta I, where delta 0 represents an absolute frequency shift per frequency band and delta I is a relative shift per detector. The absolute correction is only fitted at 30 GHz with a full chi-2 based likelihood, resulting in a correction of delta 30 equals 0.24 plus or minus 0.03 GHz. The relative corrections are fitted using a spurious map approach, fundamentally similar to the method pioneered by the WMAP team, but without introducing many additional degrees of freedom. All bandpass parameters are sampled using a standard Metropolis sampler within the main Beyond Planck Gibbs chain, and bandpass uncertainties are thus propagated to all other data products in the analysis. In total, we find that our bandpass model significantly reduces leakage effects. For beam leakage corrections, we adopt the official Planck LFI beam estimates without additional degrees of freedom, and only marginalize over the underlying sky model. We note that this is the first time leakage from beam mismatch has been included for Planck LFI maps. This was Beyond Planck X Bandpass and Beam Leakage Corrections, by T.L. Svalheim et al.